you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria and New Beulah Baptist Church of Boyce, Louisiana. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
That you have given us to come fellowship one of another. Thank you for Dr. Johnson as he led us in Sunday school this morning. We pray for his family as well, his wife. Pray for all that are here, the treasurer, the finance, the secretary, the deaconess, the choir, and all that make up the body of Christ. Now, Lord, hide me behind the cross. They'll see none of me but all of you. Anoint the sermon that it will touch somebody in the house of worship this morning on this third Sunday in the year of our Lord, our communion service. In Jesus' name I ask for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And amen. Let the church say amen. Again, let's give the choir. And all that makes up worshiping the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. All of us don't have the same gifts, but it's all for the edifying of the church.
Amen.
So it's for the edifying of the church. You have your Bibles. I won't be long. I promise I'm going to try not to. Acts of the Apostles. Acts of the Apostles. Amen. You got quiet in here now. Come on now. Chapter 5. And verse 28. I could read a lot more, but I'm just going, for time's sake. You can go home and study the rest of it when you get time, or make time. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5, and verse 28. Amen. Saying, did not we straitly command you that you should not teach in this name? And behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we are to obey God and man. You may be seated.
Amen. Obey God.
We are to obey God.
Obey God.
Rather. Amen.
Yeah.
The flower faded, but the word of our God shall stand. Talk from the subject this morning. Suddenly, he came. Suddenly, he came. In the book of Acts, there are a lot that God had said about it. And it came to pass. In the book of Acts, as you look in chapter 1, that's when Jesus aboard the cloud and going back to glory. And the Bible said that there were some disciples standing there, witnessing, saying, just like you saw him go up, he's coming back again. Now, we don't know when, but we don't know where and how, but we know that he's coming back. Because Jesus had already said in Matthew 25th chapter about the 10 virgins. And they had some oil in their lamps. Five were wise and five were foolish. But back to Acts of the Apostles, which is the history of the church, the Bible said that the disciples were scared because Jesus had left them. And they didn't know what to do. But in Acts chapter 1, verse 15, the apostle Peter stood up and said, yeah, I got it now. I'm the one that denied him. He told him before the chickens rooster crow three times, I'm going to deny him. And it happened just like he said. This man slept with us, ate with us. We saw him make with hands whole. We saw him walk the water. We saw him make the blind to see. He spit one day and made a boy see. We saw him sit with Mary and Martha when their brother died. So I know now that this man we talking about is something serious, and he got all power in his hand. Now, they was up to 120 in the upper room. They had went a 7 days journey. I know I got some witnesses in here. And they were scared, and they was up in the calling in the back in the day, Dr. Johnson, the upper room. They had a song out saying, the upper room.
All right.
Somebody know about that song. I can't sing it now, but somebody said,
you like it. Me, but I do a little something in the upper room.
In the upper room.
In the upper room.
Grandmama used to sing that song over in the Amen Corner at Mount Palmer. The upper room.
In the upper room.
The upper room. They were there, gathered there together, Mary and Mary Magdalene, all of them remembering, and they was kind of scared because they went up in the upper room and they didn't know what the enemy was going to do. But let me tell you something. Even the enemy may be on your trail, but Jesus Christ is the author and the finisher of your faith. You put your faith in the upper room. We'll see Jesus. Suddenly, the Bible said in Acts 2, I'm trying to bring you up. Suddenly, there came a sound from heaven, I'm trying to be a rushing mighty wind. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost.
One accord.
And they were all on one accord. All
right, church.
Somebody help me here. This is the early church. Joel had been talking about this many years ago, that there going to be a time when over 3,000 men, women, boys, and girls got saved. They say, what shall we do? And Peter stood up and said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. That's in Acts chapter 2. And bring you up to Acts 3, the Bible said that Peter and John, they didn't get along over in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but they got it together now because of the Holy Ghost. When you got the Holy Ghost in you, you're going to get along with anybody. And they begin to come up together, and they begin to go at the ninth hour. That's in Acts 3. They begin to go up at the ninth hour, and they begin to pray. And they heard that there was a boy sitting at the gate called Beautiful. I'm trying to bring you up now. And the Bible said that they begin to be in tune, and they got a boy here that had been sitting at the gate for Beautiful, called Beautiful, for many days. But now he's looking for something, expecting something like money. But Peter and John say, we don't have no money. In other words, he say, silver and gold, we don't have. But in the name
of Jesus,
y'all don't hear me. I say, in the name of Jesus, he said, you shall be delivered from what you delivered from. And they begin to get troubled because the boy got the weeping and dancing and bumbling, and finally he got up, hadn't walked a day in his life. But in the name of Jesus, somebody not hear me. He got up.
He got up.
Started walking. And he wasn't just walking, he was praising God.
That's right.
Somebody don't hear me now. Yeah. See, when you're praising God, you don't care what people say. Yeah. When you done been through a storm, you don't care what you got up. None of them say. When you know that the Lord has done something for you, you say, I can't sit down and hold my peace. I got to give God some praise because he's worthy. He's worthy. Somebody know how to wave your hand and say that if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I wouldn't be sitting on these pews. I could say it to myself, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I couldn't see my way through. Got sick in me. Thought I was going to the graveyard. My homeboy had got it and went on there. But God spared my life. I can say thank you. I got something to praise in front of. I got something to thank him for this moment. I got something to tell him, Lord, I appreciate what you've done for me. Because I couldn't do it on my own. Couldn't do it on my own. And you ought to have something to thank him for this morning yourself. Because all of us sitting here, if we name the name of the Lord, Jesus Christ, the devil is coming after you. Sooner or later, he coming. Just keep on living. He gonna come. But when he come, you meet him at the door with Jesus. And tell him, say, the blood of Jesus, which will keep me from all hurt, evil, and all this stuff you got to throw at me, I'm going to throw it back at you because victory was won out on Golgotha's hill. Do you remember that? Let's look at the text here. God's good, ain't he? In chapter 4:4, they went from 120. They up to 5,000.
Holy Ghost.
And they done put them in prison at evening time. That's what the Bible said. And the Bible said, drop down a little further, Acts chapter 4, and round about that 10th verse. They begin to, 8th verse, I'm sorry. Then the Bible says, then Peter and John filled with the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Yeah, see. Everybody ain't got no Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
No, that's a gift. Because if you go back, I'm going to give a little help myself. If you go to Acts 5:32, it says, we are witnesses of these things. And so also is the Holy Ghost, whom God has given to them that obey him. It's in your Bible.
Testify.
You ain't throw it out. Acts 5:32.
You got to testify.
Yeah.
It's in your Bible.
Oh, I come to praise him every time I get up. I'm going to lift up the name of Jesus because he said, I'll be lifted up. I draw me. And he drawed me years ago, but he's soon enough drawing me now because the devil is on my trail. Every day of my life, I see the devil on my trail. But I know how to shake him because I know that the word says that the word will give me power to triumph over all the enemies. The word. The word of God is soothed to your soul. The word of God will move mountains out your way. The word of God will bring joy into your life. Even though you're going through hell and hot water, the word of God will move like no other. Acts chapter 4, Dr. Johnson. I ain't got the 5 yet. They begin to ask the more boys. In Acts chapter 4 and verse 11, Peter says, there is no other name. 4 and 11, 12 says, there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So the council began, because don't forget now, in Mark chapter 13, 11, write it down, and Luke chapter 12, 11, Jesus said, before you go up to the council, and before you be in the midst of these people, because Jesus already knew they were going to be, he said, the Holy Ghost in that hour going to come up on you and going to be able to tell you what you ain't going to need to premeditate. You ain't going to have to think about what he's going to say because the Holy Ghost going to open. Oh, y'all, somebody ain't hearing me. Mark 13, 11, Luke 12 now. It says, it's in your Bible, write it down. Huh? Because let me tell you something. The Holy Ghost is on me. And the Holy Ghost is telling somebody this morning, be of good cheer because I'm coming to your rescue. I may not have pain when you want me to, but I'm always. Weeping may endure for a night. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy coming in the morning. I don't know when my blessing is coming. I can't deviate, think about when it's coming in. I don't know when it's coming, but I know one thing. If I just keep my hand in God's unchanging hand. If I just keep getting up every morning praying to the Lord, say, Father, I stretch my hands unto thee. No other help I know. Somebody's not hearing me up in here. You've got to talk with God and tell him, say, Lord, I need you to handle this trouble. Because this too shall pass. Because I walk by faith and not by sight. And walking every day, I don't know where my blessings coming, but I do know that all blessings come from the Lord. I heard somebody read this morning, Psalms 24, say, the earth is the Lord's.
Oh, goodness.
Somebody. Now, we're back in the fifth chapter. I wanted to stay in that four, but I can't stay there because I'm in the fifth chapter. New Jerusalem this morning, suddenly, he will come. The Bible said that in Acts 5, and you read up a little further, the Bible said that Peter was so full of the Holy Ghost that the shadow, even of his shadow, was healing people. And they were bringing sick folks into the streets of Jerusalem. And they were being healed in chapter 5, I'm talking about. Is it your book? I'm talking about the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
See, we talking about Dr. Thor and Dr. Dewey and all these. I don't call his name because I'm on the radio. But let me tell you something. There ain't no doctor like Dr. Jesus. There ain't no doctor can heal you like Dr. You know I ain't lying. Amen. To my healing. There ain't no doctor like Dr. Jesus. And Peter was full of the Holy Ghost and John too. And the Bible said that the Sanhedrin Council and Alexandria and all them, they got mad. They still tripping because the boy that they healed over in 3, how did he do all that? So they took him and put him in prison. Oh, y'all ain't hearing me. And not only did they put him in prison, Ms. Avon, but they wanted to beat him. What you gonna beat me for? I ain't stole your lawnmower. I ain't stole nothing from you. All I'm doing is telling the goodness of the law. What you say? I'd rather obey God than obey man. See, when a few months ago, that's what I did. I obeyed God and let the devil go on about his business. But he threw some old disease on me. But God had me in his hand. Somebody. Yeah. And then he told me when you're going to be healed. He said, you're healed by the blood of the Lamb. Before I even took the shot. That's how God is. God is a bad man. He's something serious, ain't he? Walk the water at 4 o'clock in the morning. Somebody talk about it to me. I said, walk the water at 4 o'clock in the morning. And then spoke to the sea when the sea raised him. He said, peace, be still. That's a bad man, ain't he? What? Man, that's a bad man, ain't he? Took the heat out of the fire one day. Made the lions lay down and act like lambs. Oh, y'all not hearing me. Not only that, when the fire was going on, the Bible said, the old king said, did not we cast 3 in there? He said, yeah, king, but look like now it's 4 of them in there. And he looked like the
son of God. Yes, Lord. Go ahead.
Yeah, don't hold me. Shout right there. That's what they say. The old man shouted right there. Say, hold my man. You know.
Same words on fire.
Man, you don't know what I've been through. I've been through hell and hot water. But after all the hell I've been through, I still have joy. After all the hell I've been through, I still got a smile on my face. After all the hell I've been through, I still can praise the Lord and say, thank you. Thank you, Lord. You've been good to me. Thank you, Lord. Because I'm going to praise you anyhow. Because while I'm praising you, some door might be open later on down the road there. While I'm praising you, the old disease might come back, but you know how to wither the disease. You know how to say stop. Fifth chapter of the book of Acts. Let me get my glasses on. I want to read it with y'all. But I know what it say. They say, they begin to, look what happened. Now, ain't this too much sugar for a dime? You know, Grandma, you say that. That's too much sugar for a dime. Huh? Factor Mama. Y'all don't know Factor Mama. I'll tell you the fact. My little son just yesterday night about Factor Mama. I said, she'll beat your butt. You're behind will be her every day because you ain't going to comply. You know when children don't want to comply? Huh? Y'all remember that? When grandmama whoop you ain't got to be there cheering. They're going to beat your butt. And then they're going to get on the phone and call your parents. Then you got enough. Somebody not hear me now. Somebody hear me now, yeah. I told my son, I said, boy, you better be glad you ain't come up in this heaven, because your behind would have been thin as mine. Who? No, he wouldn't have nothing back there. You take your bath yet?
You
sit up there looking all crazy. Boy, I said, boy, okay. In fact, your mama was living. She'll shake that fish. He was bigger than my fish. She'll shake that fish at you and say, go with that. Get on up there. Get on up in there.
Go ahead.
I'm telling you about it. I don't want to see him behind bars. I don't want to see him in the privilege. I want him to be obedient to the Lord because the Lord said, obey your parents. Man, live long. You ain't gonna live long not obeying your parents. No, you ain't. You ain't gonna live long.
You better listen to me, Eugene. I love you.
And I'm putting you on spot because I want you to learn one thing. Obey your mother and father that you may live long. Thank you, Shobanaki. It's been people, old people that shook their face, hand in my face, and say, you ain't gonna live long. But I turn. Many of my classmates dead and gone on.
Boy, didn't you turn us?
The class 82, many of my classmates have gone on. But I'm still straggling and struggling. Because why? I'm trying to keep the faith. I'm trying to do what God said along. I'm trying to make love and have love in my heart for people. I'm trying. Are you trying this morning? Love covers a multitude of sins. Love covers a multitude of sin. See, when I be talking about them old days back in the day, they had love for one another. They didn't sit up there and get somebody some poison and shake their hand like they're your friends. If you go get potato pie from Miss Jamie over there, that's what you're going to get, potato. And back then, the potato pie tastes good too. What you call finna come now? Thanksgiving finna come? Boy, they could cook, couldn't they? Ooh, them old houses had that smoke coming up out the chimney. Y'all don't remember that? I know somebody remember that. And we ate turkey, this and all that. And some of us, when we were so poor, we had to go to Uncle Mac's house because our store wasn't even working. It was black and we couldn't pay down on a ham sandwich. But that's all right, we had a meal. But the main thing, we had Jesus. Oh.
Hey,
I remember that. And when we sit down at the table, we used to say our grace. Them children eat now. They don't even worry about no grace. Don't wash your hands or nothing. Yeah, they'll try to shoot you. They'll shoot you right now. They got guns now. Back to the chest. Yeah, they'll shoot you. Y'all know that. Them children crazy.
Yeah, they do.
I had a teacher this week. I ain't gonna say what he's told me they say. He said, what? Who that old nigga that gets up on the boat? What are you doing in our class? Ain't that something? I can't say what I want to say. I can't say what I want to say. Them children is outrageous, man. Dr. Franklin asked me, come on back over to Jones. I said, no, indeed, no, I'll be wearing a jumpsuit. Who? Man, I'll be hit them children before I know. And they say you can't hit the children now. Yeah. They need beating. That's what they need. They need a big beating. Oh, crazy children over there. Be bad. Back to the chair. Let me get back to the chair. But they say, I know Eugene. Look at him. Look on Eugene. I'm trying to help you, baby. That's all I'm trying to do. They say, did not we straightly command you that you should not teach in this name?
What did he tell?
Wait a minute.
What did he tell?
The doors were shut, Diane. They had 16 soldiers outside the prison, but yet they didn't got out. How did they got out? What you? Wait a minute now. Go back up and read that. I didn't read all that. You go back up there. They say, yeah, truly, the doors were shut. And the 16 soldiers was at the door. But they wasn't in there. Y'all ain't hearing me.
I didn't got out. Boy, come on, tell
me. The Bible say, Jesus will come when you least expect it. Jesus is a way maker. He'll make a way out of no way. I don't know about you, but I've learned how to trust you. Bills are due. But I've learned how to look up and say, Father, you know what I'm going through. And I need you to grow my barn. We're going down Broke Street again. We have been down this road before. But every time we go down Broke Street, you show up and show out. I don't know about you, but I've learned how to trust the Lord. See, the Lord is a good man. I heard in the Sunday school, you can go to him and you can tell him all your problems. And he won't tell you, Jane, and nobody else. He'll keep it between you and the gatekeeper. Ain't God all right? Excuse me, I say, ain't God all right? Dr. Johnson, the Bible said, them old boys didn't have no one.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
Sinlaw and surrounding areas, I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, and I'm encouraging you to keep your radio dial locked to KAYT KQJO-FM, pumping out 70,000 watts of pure listening enjoyment pleasure, exclusively designed with you in mind. KAYT KQJO-FM is the place to be. All the time.
Good morning. Welcome to